Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And we talk to Matt Pauley every Monday and Wednesday here on KMOX. He is our sports fella. He hosts a show called Sports Open Line, which happens from 6 until 8 o'clock here on KMOX at night when there's no SLU basketball, when there's no football being played, when there's no Cardinals baseball, or when there's no countdown to opening day, which is tomorrow.
A lot of caveats there, buddy.
Yeah, I know. But every other time, he's on. Hey, Matt Pauley.
How's it going?
Hey, how did the Blues lose that one last night?
Yeah, that was a weird one where they got down and then they got up and then Minnesota took it. It was kind of reminiscent of what we saw early on in the season where the Blues really played poorly in the third period.
Yeah, Coach Jim Montgomery did say after the game that he wasn't thrilled. He wasn't thrilled with their effort and how they handled the adversity last night.
Yeah, I you know, anytime you have a lead in the third period and you get outscored 3-0, that's a problem, and that's what happened last night.
Well, so how do they fix that problem then?
I mean, they've been playing pretty good hockey here since Jim Montgomery took over. So I don't when we were talking about them being outplayed so much in the third period during the Bannister time, it was happening game after game after game. Let's just, you know, if this becomes a trend, then we start talking about it. I don't think at this point it's really worth talking about.
Even if it's not a trend and they're just okay, they kind of have to be better than okay, though, to make that final playoff push. Like, there's just not a lot of time. I mean, that's the unfortunate part of this is Jim Montgomery obviously was a catalyst for the turnaround of the play of this team. They started moving in the right direction, but the old cliche, too little, too late. You might be in that position unless they're able to make a stronger push. That's why, yeah, we're not freaking out about last night. It's just that you can't have too many of those games.
Yeah, I guess I kind of talk out of both sides of my mouth on this one because on one side of things, they're only 3 points out of a playoff spot. They've got 42 points, and right now Vancouver is the final team in the West, and they've got 45 points. So 3 points is not the biggest thing in the world, and the Blues' schedule has been tough. They've played more road games than any other team in the entire NHL. So that's talking out of one side. On the other side of things, this team has played really good hockey since Jim Montgomery took over, and essentially they're in the exact same spot as they were before in the standings. So I can sit here and tell you that it's only 3 points, but at the same time, we're watching them being able to make up 3 points is really, really challenging.
Amy makes a good point, though, here that the season is, it's sort of, for me anyway, like you've looked up and we're pretty deep into it. They're just past the halfway point of the year. So, I mean, there is time to make up ground, and it's not that much ground to make up. But if they're trying to get into the postseason, they really can't afford a whole lot of those opportunities of points slipping by.
Yeah, anytime you get done for the night and you feel like you let some points go, and then you look at the standings and you see where you're at, that's obviously going to hurt.
Hey, Matt, any more news, rumors, mumblings when it comes to Nolan Arenado and perhaps him heading to Boston, other than what we heard that he would be open to that?
Yeah, not really. I think at this point they're still waiting for, you know, the Bregman situation's got to figure itself out. The Red Sox are still in on him. If they, I think for Cardinals fans who want Nolan Arenado to get traded, you should be rooting for Bregman to sign with another team like the Tigers. And for those of you who want Nolan Arenado to stick around, you probably want Bregman to sign with the Red Sox because based off all the reporting that's out there, and it's good solid reporting, the Red Sox appear to be the one team that there's still a possibility of something working out with, and if that door closes by Bregman becoming a Red Sox, well then I don't know what happens then. It seems very likely that when spring training opens up, Nolan Arenado is still a Cardinal, which if you would have asked me what the possibility of that happening, I mean, you guys may have asked me the possibility of that happening coming out of the winter meetings, I would have told you, you know, 1%, yet here we are with it being a legitimate possibility.
Yeah, so that was really where I was going to go with this. If you, and I know a lot can happen between now and next month, but if you had to guess, is he in a Cardinal uniform when we start spring training?
I still say no, but I'm not. It's not a strong no. It's kind of one of those 51-49 type no's at this point. It's really wild what has happened here.
Mm-hmm.
And look, they had him traded. They had him traded to the Astros, and then he invoked his no trade clause, which he is absolutely allowed to do. And then John Mozeliak told Tom Ackerman on Sunday morning during Sports on Sunday morning that, you know, it's pretty quiet right now. And I believe him when he says that.
Yeah, Matt, I think that was maybe the biggest surprise yesterday when we talked to Bernie Miklas and said, okay, is there a chance that Arenado could put on a Cardinals jersey again this year? And I think like a month ago, I would have said absolutely not. And Bernie said, yeah, there's a chance. And that just blows my mind. Like, is it awkward then at that point if he does end up in the clubhouse?
No, I don't think so. Maybe the relationship between him and the team is a little bit strained at that point because they openly talked about wanting to trade him and they mm-hmm. didn't. But again, he could have left if he wanted to. So he's the one who made the decision to remain a Cardinal because he turned down the trade to the Astros. So I don't think it's an awkward situation. This is just me talking. This is not any type of reporting that's out there or anything. Part of me wonders if in the back of his mind he has so much confidence in himself. You know, there's certain places he really wants to go, and he feels like if he gets off to a hot start, maybe there's a better possibility of being able for a deal like that to get worked out where he could get traded midseason. The problem with that is the Cardinals have openly spoken about the fact that they want to reduce payroll and that if they don't trade Arenado, they're going to have to reduce payroll in other ways. So it's a darned if you do, darned if you don't, because if you don't trade him, well then you're probably trading some other pieces to alleviate payroll, and then all of a sudden he gets off to a hot start, let's hypothetically say, and interest goes up for him, then you trade him, and you've lost Arenado, you've lost other players. It's just not a great situation.
And not to belabor the point, but you're saying like this would be less of an awkward situation than it was with Vladimir Tarasenko when he was saying it's not a good fit anymore, he didn't like the doctors, and he ended up, you know, still playing for the Blues for a bit, and that was uncomfortable.
Right. No, nothing like that at all.
All right. I got two more things for you. We will start with the college football playoff, which the semis start tomorrow. The Orange Bowl has Notre Dame and Penn State. And then on Friday, it'll be Texas and Ohio State. So any thoughts on who will end up in the championship game?
I think Ohio State's going to beat Texas. I feel good about that pick. Man, that Notre Dame-Penn State game, to me, that's a toss-up. I think that's a really, really good game. I can be talked in to any direction. I think Penn State's a little bit more talented, but I don't totally trust them. But how can you trust? I don't know. I've been thinking about that one a lot. That's just a toss-up for me. I can't really make a pick on it because I have no clue who's going to win that game.
And wild card weekend in the NFL playoffs will be this weekend. There will be games Saturday, Sunday, and then a Monday night game. Of course, the Kansas City Chiefs have that number one seed, so they are not going to play at all. There have been a lot of people who, not a lot, but too many. If it's five, it's too many, who have been criticizing the Chiefs for resting all of their starters and therefore denying Cincinnati a chance into the playoffs. I know how I feel about it. How do you feel about it?
You take care of yourself first. That's what you do. So no, you don't put your own players in harm's way and potentially hurt yourself for a postseason run to go help another team. They weren't intentionally hurting Cincinnati. If they did something kind of unscrupulous to lose purposefully at the end of the game or something because they didn't want Cincinnati to get in, that would be one thing. But that's not what they did. They just took care of themselves.
I could not agree with you more. I think that's the dumbest controversy. And there have been a couple of actual college football people but NFL people who have suggested that that's one guy said that was, and I can't remember who it was. It's not even worth bringing up his name, but he said something to the effect of it's one of the worst things to happen this year. And it is not. No, it is not. If Cincinnati wanted to make it to the playoffs, win more.
Yeah.
Play better.
Win one more game.
Yeah.
Don't like it, play better.
Exactly. Matt Pauly, do you have sports open line tonight, even though there's SLU basketball and you sound like you're dying?
I sound much better. I sound much better than I did the last few days.
But you still sound like you're dying.
All right. Well, I have pneumonia, okay? So there you go.
You know that's Matt Pauly, if you're a loyal listener to our show, we had talked about this a few weeks ago. The pneumonia rates are through the roof.
It's been a real craze.
10 times higher than they've ever been. I have a friend, not only did her whole family, but all four kids. Have you ever heard of little kids with pneumonia, all four of them? I've never heard of that.
This is a first in my life.
Yes.
And it's as sick as I have ever been. I did a college basketball game in Springfield on Saturday, and it like came on as I'm doing that game. My voice was good enough at the start, and by the end, I had no voice. I'm driving home from Springfield, and I just feel like I'm dying, and I know I got to get to the urgent care when I get home, and they do a chest x-ray, and I've got full-blown pneumonia, and I didn't get out of bed until yesterday, basically.
Was it coughing?
Everything. You don't want to know.
No, so I don't want to know. Man.
You had the laying around pneumonia, which is different than the walking pneumonia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, get better, Matt. It's a dangerous world out there.
Yeah.
It is bad.
It is. But I'm here. I'm talking to you.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
I diagnosed John Hancock with pneumonia a few weeks ago.
Did he? Is that what he had?
I think so. I think he said he did have it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad he's better. He was coughing for like
five weeks. I know. He did. I've never, like I said, pneumonia has always been, Aunt Judy, she's got pneumonia. And literally, young people are getting pneumonia. And it's moving through families like I've never seen before.
So wild.
Ugh.
I don't like it. Well, stay safe out there.
Be safe.
All of you. Stay away from the pneumonia people. Get yourself well. That's Amy Markscore's I'm Chris Ranji. Reach out to us because we love you.
Hey, Ranj.
What?
You're doing it right next. You're telling the story.
Oh, God.
You teased the story so much yesterday. He's doing it, folks.
Oh, yeah. I got a story to tell you.
He's telling the story.
When we come back on KMOX.